Chapter 17. Outside the Bar Milano, I found Bill and Mike and Edna. Edna was the girl's name. "We've been thrown out," Edna said.
"By the police," said Mike. "There's some people in there that don't like me."
"I've kept them out of 4 fights," Edna said. "You've got to help me."
Bill's face was red.
"Come back in, Edna," he said. "Go on in there and dance with Mike."
"It's silly," Edna said. "There'll just be another row."
"Damn Burritt swine," Bill said.
"Come on," Mike said. "After all, it's a pub. They can't occupy a whole pub."
"Good old Mike," Bill said. "Damned English swine come here and insult Mike and try and spoil the fiesta."
"They're so bloody," Mike said. "I hate the English."
"They can't insult Mike," Bill said. "Mike is a swell fellow. They can't insult Mike. I won't stand it. Who cares if he is a damn bankrupt?"
His voice broke.
"Who cares?" Mike said. "I don't care. Jake doesn't care. Do you care?"
"No," Edna said. "Are you a bankrupt?"
"Of course I am. But you don't care, do you, Bill?"
Bill put his arm around Mike's shoulder.
"I wish to hell I was a bankrupt. I'd show those bastards." "They're just English," Mike said. "It never makes any difference what the English say."
"The dirty swine," Bill said. "I'm going to clean them out."
"Bill," Edna looked at me. "Please don't go in again, Bill. They're so stupid."
"That's it," said Mike. "They're stupid." "I knew that was what it was." "They can't say things like that about Mike," Bill said.
"Do you know them?" I asked Mike.
"No, I never saw them. They say they know me."
"I won't stand it," Bill said.
"Come on, let's go over to the Suizo," I said.
"There are a bunch of Edna's friends from Biarritz," Bill said.
"They're simply stupid," Edna said.
"One of them's Charlie Blackman from Chicago," Bill said.
"I was never in Chicago," Mike said.
Edna started to laugh and could not stop.
"Take me away from here," she said. "You bankrupts."
"What kind of a row was it?" I asked Edna. We were walking across the square to the Suizo. Bill was gone.
"I don't know what happened, but someone had the police called to keep Mike out of the back room. There were some people that had known Mike at Con. What's the matter with Mike?"
"Probably he owes them money," I said. "That's what people usually get bitter about." In front of the ticket booths, out in the square, there were 2 lines of people waiting. They were sitting on chairs or crouched on the ground with blankets and newspapers around them. They were waiting for the wickets to open in the morning to buy tickets for the bullfight. The night was clearing and the moon was out. Some of the people in the line were sleeping.